Mary Shields and Judy Gottschalk's friendship was cemented through decades of adventures in Alaska. They lived like vagabonds, traveling the country on pennies, looking and finding an adventurous life. They both relied on luck, the kindness of strangers, and Mary's sense of direction.
I do have just a natural sense of direction I'm grateful for,
Yeah, and I have none.
But remember our great trip down in Glacier Bay where our sense of direction didn't work too well for a while. Remember, we flew over on the mail plane over to Gustavus or the Park Service.
Yeah.
And it had been raining, of course. And so when we got there, the sun was out. And I remember fluffing out our sleeping bags out on some big rocks so they just air out.
Uh-huh.
And then we decided we'd go walk around in the rainforest and see what that looked like.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And then what happened when we came back to get our sleeping bags?
They were surrounded by water sitting on the top of these rocks.
Yeah, the tide had come in. We were from the interior, after all.
And all we did was go get them and rescue them and say, aren't we lucky?
Yeah, and we were lucky.
Yeah.
We called it magic.
Yeah.
One time we went to visit Bill Berry back in Fairbanks in his studio, and he said to us, you two live enchanted lives.
Well, we had proof.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything we did was... magical, enchanted. Yeah.
Remember you saved my life going down Savage River Canyon one time?
Wow.
We crossed and I got pinned in this deep place and the current was so strong I couldn't pull myself out.
Yeah, you were stuck between two rocks and the current was going under the, between the rocks were tilted and the...
And pulling me down some hole or something,
Yeah.
It was scary because it was the whole Savage River going through maybe a 6-foot narrow place, so it was a lot of power.
Yeah, it was strong.
Yeah. I'm grateful that the land gave us a confidence to do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can hike from here to there, you can certainly get up and testify at some public hearing or fight this or fight that. It gave you a lot of strength, I think, to know the land that closely. And
to just love something so deeply.
Mm-hmm. And here we both are at 64, kind of gimping around, but planning where could we go that we could get to gimping to? And
yeah, our mode of transportation has changed. Yeah. We don't backpack anymore. Yeah. We do car stuff. And we're not so judgmental.
Oh, I speak for yourself. I'm still pretty judgmental.
No, you've mellowed too.
Have I?
Yeah, you have.
You say the nicest things.
You have.
Are you planning to spend the rest of your life here, or do you think you're going to go somewhere else?
I can't see going anywhere else.
I just love the winters almost as much as the summer, even though as we get older and get more creaky and
it gets a little
harder. You
can't
get out and do as much, but I'll always be wondering what's happening.
Oh, and how gorgeous the skies are and how beautiful the trees are.
And just every little step in the season's changing. I love watching that from year to year.
And you can watch that from a window.
Yeah.
Even if we do get stuck in a window, we'll be okay because we've got all that built up in our heads.
Mary Shields and Judy Gottschalk's love affair with Alaska, along with their other stories, are part of the StoryCorps Alaska Project. It'll be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.